government is working to detain undocumented immigrants and get them removed from the country. Yet, some U.S. city and state governments have started programs to defend undocumented individuals. More than 10 state and local governments have joined a group to expand legal representation for immigrants facing detention and possible expulsion, officials said. The group is called the Safe Cities Network. It promises to keep communities safe and strong by protecting due process and providing legal representation to immigrants facing deportation. We're not just talking about one person going through, noted Annie Chen. One person going to court, one in detention, and going through the deportation process. You're talking about families, entire families and communities being impacted, she said. Chen is program director at the New York-based Vera Institute of Justice. Her group partners with states and local officials to change the U.S. justice system. She added that with increased enforcement of immigration policies, local officials have a better understanding of the issue and see how it affects their communities. Recently, the city of Baltimore, Maryland, established a legal defense fund for undocumented immigrants. City officials approved $100,000 in public money to help immigrants fight deportation. The money was added to a collection of private money, with additional financial support coming from Vera. Catalina Rodriguez is director of the Baltimore Mayor's Office of Immigrant and Multicultural Affairs. She told VOA that after the launch of a campaign for increased immigration enforcement in February 2017, city officials started hearing from people living there. All of these individuals were not necessarily criminals. Their crime was they were here, undocumented, and they had already a deportation order. However, they were members of our city, business owners, said Rodriguez. She added that a lot of people in Baltimore were concerned. Being in the U.S. unlawfully is not a criminal violation, but a civil one. Rodriguez said Baltimore officials learned from New York, the first U.S. city to have a legal fund program. The Baltimore Fund is expected to help about 40 people identified for deportation. The Immigration Data Tracker, TRAC, reports that out of 304,642 immigrants detained from 2002 to February 2018, only 62,697 had legal representation. Immigration lawyers and activists told VOA that access to legal representation greatly increases an immigrant's chance to win their case. Chen said that in the U.S. criminal justice system, if you do not have enough money for a lawyer, you have a right to a public defender. However, in immigration court, you do not have that right. This means that someone who cannot pay for a lawyer will not have one to represent them in court. Not everyone agrees with public money going into a legal defense fund for undocumented immigrants. A spokesman for Maryland's Republican Party chairman, Dirk Hare, said that Maryland Republicans questioned whether the money is being wisely spent. Hare said that most people in the city would prefer to have that money spent on heat and air conditioning in Baltimore public schools, instead of legal costs. The Baltimore Sun newspaper reported his comments. Baltimore City Councilman Zeke Cohen told the Sun that increased enforcement of immigration laws has resulted in the arrest of many community members. What kind of country do we live in that would orphan a child in order to enforce its broken immigration laws, Cohen said. A recent study found that the Baltimore area is home to 281,109 immigrants, or about 10% of the local population. In 2014, immigrants paid about $3.4 billion in taxes and had a spending power of $7.7 billion in the same region. The story was a project of a group called the New American Economy. It is a coalition of business leaders and city mayors working toward immigration reform. I'm Phil Dierking.